keep clapping as you go back to your seats. Amen.
Amen.
And prepare yourself
Ipekanyeni.
For a beautiful song from Aida.
Aida.
The Bible says, on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up. This is the last day of the feast in Luansha, and I believe that Jesus is standing up here tonight, and you are going to receive salvation, healing, deliverance, blessing. I want you to stand to your feet and welcome the Lord's anointed evangelist, Dan Ewan Mel.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I believe.
I believe that word is still the same.
I expect a miracle. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Thanks for your power that is flowing Thanks for the blood of Jesus that is flowing from
Calvary
for the salvation of
Luansha.
Tonight, we arrest every power of darkness. We bind evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your great power that is here tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for pure salvations that are being released to the lives of your people. Tonight is a great night. Thank you for many miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. First of all, I want to thank our wonderful pastors of
Luansha
for your great support of this campaign. God bless Luansha because of the wonderful pastors here. I know Luansha will never be the same again. I also want to thank our dear mayor. This is a special mayor. Because this is the second night that he is coming for the campaign. Usually, the mayors come only once. But this is a special anointed mayor. May God bless your seat, sir. And establish your throne. And may you go higher. Higher. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is your night. Tonight my message is entitled, Fear Not, Only Believe. Fear not, only believe. Now, believing is very important for Christians. If you are not a Christian, believing is not so important. But for a Christian, it is important to believe. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1, verse 11.
John chapter 1, verse 11.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power. Everybody say power. To become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. When you want to go to heaven, what you believe is very important. Every country has what is important to them when you are going
there.
You know, in every country, when you are going, you have to have a passport.
And a
visa sometimes.
But
apart from that, some countries have something special that they look for. Now, if you take a country like Malaysia. Every aeroplane that is arriving in Malaysia, When you are about to land, they make a special announcement which is unusual. And if you don't take it, you'll be afraid. They say, if you are carrying drugs, you should know that if they get any drugs on you in Malaysia, there is death sentence for all passengers.
Hey!
Death sentence. They'll kill you straight. They announce it. And you are going to land. Every kingdom has something special. If you go to South Africa, they also have something special they ask for. They want yellow fever card. That one is very important to them. Every country has what is important.
If
you are going to Singapore, they also have something special. They don't want chewing gum. If you have chewing
gum,
trouble. They will search your things. They don't want that.
Hey.
Now, the kingdom of God, if you are going there, over there, what is important is what you believe. What you believe is not important if you are coming to Zambia. What you believe is not important when you are going to South Africa. But what you believe is what will determine whether they will allow you to come to heaven or not. So everybody in Luansha believes something, but it's very important what you believe. The Bible says, as many as received him and believed on his name, those are the ones he allowed to become sons of God.
Tonight
you must check your heart to see whether you believe in the Son of God. What you believe is very important.
If
you want to go to heaven, you have to check your beliefs. One day Jesus was going somewhere, and the Bible says one of the rulers of the synagogue Jairus,
Jairus,
saw him and started to beg him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed. Tonight, as you believe in the laying on of hands, anyone on whom hands are laid you will be set free from the power of the devil in your life in
Jesus'
name. So Jesus said, I will come with you to lay my hands on your daughter. And so Jesus went with him. As they were going, there was a woman who was having an issue of blood. And she came and stopped Jesus and actually delayed Jesus Christ when he was going to the Jairus' house. She actually delayed him by about 30 minutes to 1 hour.
Elo uyuna mayo adilengo kutila Yesu Christu aposa po inshitanangu 30 minutes na 1 hour ukutila engafika uko alea.
When Jesus finished healing the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says, as he was speaking to the woman and said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. As soon as he finished, some people came and said, oh, we have news. In those days, there was no WhatsApp. So you have to run. If you have a message, you run. You don't send WhatsApp.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them who bring good news.
So,
because it's by the feet that we bring good news.
Yesu Christu, mayo, no kutila, chove, kuposha, kwa isa isa, nangu, amashwi, kuisa, Yesu Christu.
The people came and said, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter is dead.
Atiwa uichusha uyu Yesu Kristu pantu umwana wobe nafwa.
Every community has a way of knowing when somebody is dead.
Abantu bonse umobai kana bali kwata ifyo bamwena kono kwishwa kutilo uyu muntu nafata kwete omweo.
When somebody is dead, it looks as if he's sleeping.
Umuntu nganafwa ni monga tamwa ishwa tumamana kwati nalala.
So it is important that you must distinguish between sleeping and dying. Otherwise, you may say somebody is dead when the person is sleeping, and when you put him in the coffin, he will start knocking. Open me, I'm coming out.
Tumwalanda chumuntu nafwa. Ido mwamu bika mumbokoshi. Atampokula konkonsha timfumeni. Ishifu ile yonfumieni.
But they had confirmed that this girl was dead. That is why they came and said, Jesus shouldn't come again because she's dead. As soon as Jesus heard the words that was spoken to the ruler, he turned to him and said, fear not. Fear not. Only believe. Only believe. You see, as far as God is concerned, your believing is very important. Now, a lot of people were following, and Jesus announced, all of you who are following me, don't come anymore. I need my privacy. Only Peter, James, and John were allowed to follow. So there were four now. Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And the four of them went to Jairus' house. When they got to the house, the people were crying. Crying. And Jesus said, why are you crying? This little child is not dead, but she is sleeping. The Bible says they laughed at Jesus. They actually laughed at the Son of God. They laughed him to scorn. They said, look at this pastor. Today, some young boys get up, they say they are pastors, and somebody is dead, you come and you say that he's sleeping. Do you think we don't know the difference between dying and sleeping? Nonsense.
Hey!
There are some people who can insult pastors. Do you have such people in Zambia? They are in the Bible. Before they were in Zambia, they were in the Bible. But Jesus put them out. He put them out of the house because there are some people when they are there, the power of God cannot flow. And Jesus taketh the father and the mother and the three, Peter, James, and John. So five people plus Jesus. So there were six.
So,
and they all went into the room where the child was dead.
Hey.
And when he entered the room, the child was beautifully lying there. So peaceful. And he said to the dead child, Talita kumi.
At Talita kumi.
You see, there are certain times you have to pray with your original language.
Hey!
Hey! There are times you don't have to use English to pray. You pray with your real tongues. This is one of the days that Jesus didn't use normal, what do you call it? He prayed, he said, Talita kumi. Which means, damsel or young girl, I, Jesus Christ, I say unto you,
arise.
And immediately, the young girl rose up and walked because she was 12 years old. 12 years. Today, miracles are going to happen to children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And he commanded that something should be given to her to eat. That day, Jesus performed one of his greatest miracles. And there were only five people there. You see, God does not need to impress you in Luansha. You are nobody. Whether you see or whether you don't see, it doesn't matter. Do you know that in
1977,
America sent a special spacecraft, something like an aeroplane, but smaller, to space. 1977. And it took 2 years. Flying at top speed. And it went straight to Jupiter. And when they got to Jupiter, they filmed Jupiter in color. I tell you, it is amazing when I saw the video of Jupiter. Jupiter is 1 billion miles away, 1 million miles, I think.
Millions.
It was beautiful in color. Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger than this earth. All the Americans in 1979, they were all waiting to see the video of Jupiter. Since the world began, since the days of Abraham,
Isaac, Adam, Eve,
David, Job,
David, and Joseph, once.
Nobody has ever seen Jupiter. So beautiful. So huge. And they continued and they filmed Saturn. Another planet. Fantastic. You see it with rings. It has been there for thousands of years. God doesn't care if you don't know that He is great. Because as for great, God is very great. You and I are nobodies. We are nothing. Sometimes you see human beings so big. You are puffed up as if you want to explode. Hey! When I saw the pictures of Jupiter, you know, my wife, she was not in the room when I was watching. So she came in and she saw the picture. When she saw, she said, "Hey!" And she said the same word that I said. Why don't people fear God? Why don't people fear God? When you see Jupiter and
Saturn.
But I'm wondering that why all these years God hasn't made us see any video of Jupiter up to now. 1979. This is the same reason why when Jesus was going to raise the dead, He didn't even allow Thomas, Matthew, Mark, all those guys, and all the disciples, He didn't allow any of them to see. And the crowds, He told them to wait. They should wait. He just took the father, the mother, and Peter, James, and John. He was training them for raising of dead. So he took the three of them, just five people. It's a private miracle. I don't need you to be clapping for me. I mean, Jesus doesn't need you to clap at all. Lift your hand and say, God is great.
God is great.
God is very great.
God is very great.
And He has sent me here. No, I'm preaching now. When is your turn you preach? It's my turn now. Lift your hand and say, God is very great.
God is very great.
God doesn't care if you don't know about how great He is.
If you are quite shamaka,
and God has sent me here to tell you to come to Him now that you have a chance. Because we are about to discover a new place apart from Jupiter. That one will be your personal rocket will be going there.
Hey.
Hey. Your personal rocket will be going either straight to heaven or to hell. Yeah. Will you go to heaven or will you go to hell when you die? Heaven. Are you sure?
Church.
The Bible says that there was a certain rich man. I'm sure he was a member of somebody's church. And this rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen. Every day he was beautifully clothed in purple. Come and be the rich man. Hey, this is the rich man was clothed in purple. Because this is the color for rich men. Wow. And the Bible says that he fed sumptuously every day. He was eating chicken, meat, Zambian beef. Zambeef, shrimps, fish.
Hey!
And his stomach was round. When he looks down, he cannot see his shoes. But the stomach is so big. Hey! And the Bible says that there was a certain beggar, and this beggar was laid at the feet of the rich man. He used to lie down with sores all over his leg. Sores. And he couldn't have money to go to Luansha General Hospital. So the Bible said the dogs came and licked his sores. Because in the morning, some waters were coming out of the sores. Red, blue, green, yellowish. Passed all through the legs. He was covered with sores. So in the morning you see the dogs. Brown dogs. White, black and white dogs. Black dogs. Big ones. Small ones. Sometimes four puppies will come. Oh. And they were eating the meat of his leg every day.
Hey.
The poor man was suffering. And he saw the rich man. Give me some chicken. I beg you.
Hey,
give me some meat. He was begging the rich man. But the rich man was passing by.
Hey.
So one day, the poor man died. Poor man died. Now when you die, the Bible says it is appointed that after you die, there is judgment. So the poor man died. But you see, after death, you rise. So he got up. And the Bible says, angels came around, angels, and escorted the poor man to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the poor man was now safely in heaven. Everybody say, safely in heaven.
Safely in heaven.
Hey. Now the rich man, he was having a good time. He had more than 70 girlfriends. Luansha, Kabwe, Kitwe girls, Indola girls, Mazabuka girls, Chumo girls, Livingston girls. Hey. And he was smoking. Drinking.
No kulanwa.
Drinking.
Alen obualwa.
Ah.
Ah.
With so many girlfriends.
Naba kashana benge.
Hey. But one day.
Le lobu shikubumo.
The rich man.
Oyomukankala.
You see, I am sure. He also had a pastor. Maybe he even had a prophet. These days, many rich people have prophets. I don't know if the rich man was an African. But if he was an African and he was a rich man, most likely he was a politician because it is politicians who are rich in Africa. So the Bible says the rich man also suddenly died. And he died.
He died. I suffer.
Then he got up.
Hello, I slay him.
Go and read your Bible, you see.
Bible.
This time,
hello,
no angels came.
Hey.
Instead of angels,
hello,
demons
Ingulu.
And devils
Ingulu.
Came for the rich man.
Hey!
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 No! No! No, no! No! Wow! And he descended. And he descended into hell. He disappeared into hell.
Hell.
Yeah. 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 Go. Go and read your Bible. You may be laughing, but you will not laugh on that day. People joke. You know, one day, there was a man who was laughing at me when I was preaching. When he died, he was not laughing. He was begging people to call me. Yeah. Now the rich man was in hell. And he saw
Lazarus.
Far away. Lazarus was now enjoying. Lazarus was drinking. Where's my water? Lazarus was enjoying all the drinks he didn't have whilst on earth. He had so much that he was even wasting. And he saw the angels come and take pictures so that I sent to my friends in Luansha. Ah. The poor man was really enjoying heaven. But the rich man was suffering. Yes. Then he called
Abraham.
Father Abraham. Father Abraham. Because it's a far. It was far. So he shouted.
Ale punda shifwe Abraham.
I beg you.
Inende papata.
I am tormented. I am sure he was speaking his real language. And he said, I pray, please send
Lazarus
to dip his finger into water.
Abike mufyaka kumofila fine.
to cool my tongue. Please.
Na papata.
Just. Just. You see, there is a place they want only one drop. You know, I think I saw a prison. Do you have a prison in this town?
Yes.
Look, Luansha prison is a hotel compared
to hell. Yes.
Because in Luansha prison, they have water. But there is a place. They are begging.
Just
one drop. Abraham said,
Hello.
No. When you go to hell, everything you ask, the answer is no. You can remember before you go there.
If your wife
every request, the answer is no. So now he said, can you send
Lazarus
to my brothers? He thought Abraham would be very concerned about the salvation of the souls of his brothers. Please send Lazarus to talk to my five brothers. One is in Kabwe, one is in Dola, one is in Kitwe, one is in Kafwe, one is in Mazabuka. Hey!
Tuma Abraham, aya langena balupavandi, abashala pesa mbali achalo, mimi sumbesha pusana pusana.
Abraham said, no.
Abraham atile awe tetfichitike.
If you are planning to go to hell, you can remember, take your notes. Everything is no. No.
No.
If you want to go to heaven, there is a road from Luansha straight to heaven. There is another road from Luansha straight to hell. But there is no crossover road from hell to heaven. So once you go into hell, or you go into heaven, you cannot cross over again. It's finished.
Hey.
So Abraham told the rich man.
No,
this rich man, I don't know which business he was doing. Maybe he was a transport owner. Maybe he was into copper mining. Maybe he was into farming. Maybe he was a political minister of something, minister of the moon and stars. I don't know. Maybe he was minister of the sky and the grass.
Hey!
Now he was begging like this. Do you see Saddam Hussein when they were going to execute him? Did you see Gaddafi? Powerful people. When they caught them. Did you see Sergeant Doe, the president of Liberia, when they caught him?
Nangu Samuel Doe, who Liberia.
It's not a small thing for a big man to be caught. Now he was begging Abraham.
Abraham. At na papata.
I beg
na papata.
I beg.
Na papata.
You should see them today. Very proud.
Bale kwata ichilumba.
But now he was begging.
Lelo ale papata.
I beg you.
Ale papata.
Na
papata.
I beg you.
Na papata. Na papata.
You should see them.
Tumwaona.
When they are dead.
Iyo bafo.
Bible says, how are the mighty falling?
At moneni abantu abakwete amaka ifyo bawa efye chebo chakwalesa chalanda.
Then Abraham told him,
Elo Abraham,
if your five brothers have common sense, let them listen to the prophets. So pastors, you are expected to preach about heaven and hell, not only money and prosperity. Today you go to church, you don't hear hell. You only hear money. But Abraham said, the prophets, let them speak to the prophets. A real prophet preaches about hell. A real prophet speaks about heaven and hell. Tonight, God sent me to invite you to be a genuine Christian. You see, Jesus said, only believe. We can see whether you really believe or not. Oh, yeah. A lot of people say, I believe, but you don't believe. Yeah? I believe, but you don't believe. If you believe, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. If you have really repented, your life will change. And there will be a change. That is how come somebody like this rich man went to hell. A lot of people are not expecting to go to hell. They think that, oh, it's nothing. As for God, is like you just give him some 100 kwacha and then you pass. God is not an African customs official. You give him 100 kwacha. Now, except you repent, you will go to hell. Yeah. You know, one day I went to a prison. I was surprised. The kind of people. I thought only like people who are nobody's go to hell. I saw all types of people. Ghana prison. It was an international hotel. Yes. I saw Ghanaians, Nigerians, because Nigeria is next to us. I saw Chinese. We have Chinese. They are all eating Ghana food in the prison. I saw Koreans. I saw a Lebanese man. All of them. Then I saw a white man from London. He was wearing shorts. Do you know Gary? Do they have Gary here? What do you have? Ghana food, cassava. Yeah. He was a prisoner. As for hell, there is no exception. You can say, I am the brother of the vice minister of Stan and the stars. I am the deputy mayor of heaven. You can look. There is nothing important. God is so great. You see, if I was going to raise the dead, I would like to raise the dead in front of you to see, so that everybody will see that I am really powerful. Not Jesus. You are nobody to Jesus. Whether you see or you don't see, it's nothing. His greatest miracle, he did it in private. Even when he walked on the water, he was only with his disciples. Can you imagine walking on the sea? Nobody saw him. The whole town. Only 12 disciples. So that he was running like this on the water. Hey, Jesus is wonderful. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet they believe. Tonight, look at my hand. Look at my hand. I didn't say wave. Look, you look. Look. God sent me to invite you to turn around. Enough fooling. Yeah. Playing as a, I'm a Christian. Zambia is a Christian nation. You'll be surprised how many Zambians are in hell. You think only Ghanaians and Nigerians are going to hell. Every country, even I'm sure there will be so many, you can have your own president, you can have elections even in hell to choose your leader. Because I'm sure there will be some politicians there. Is if you have time to escape from the pains. Look at my hand. God sent me to invite you. Turn around. Turn around and come to the cross. Hey! You know, you saw how the demons came to chase me here. You saw how I descended into hell. I disappeared. You couldn't see me. It will happen practically to everybody in this place. Either you will descend into hell, or you'll be surrounded by angels and escorted to heaven. One of the two. I'm a prophet, and I'm showing you the future. God sent me to tell you what is going to happen. And it's important that you bow your knees now and turn away from evil. Come to the cross and have your sins washed away. If you really believe in Jesus, you must show by your fruits. No more fooling with God. When I was 16 years old, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I am now over 50 years old. I have been serving Jesus for many years. And I have never regretted
it.
Tonight, I want to encourage you that the Bible is real. God does not need to impress you. You must understand. You are nothing. It is you who needs God. God does not need you. You must bow your knees and humble yourself. Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing from Calvary. That's why we sing that song. There's power. Wonder working. Do you think that that rich man was the most evil man? I'm sure he has given collection in church before. I'm sure he had friends. Relatives. Yes, but he didn't know God. Tonight, the blood. This is the blood. It's flowing. For you. For me. For your sins. For my sins. The curse is broken in your life when you believe in Jesus. In the curse is broken. Tonight, every sin you have committed will be washed with the blood if you receive Jesus as your Savior. I fear for you that you will go to hell if you don't repent and humble yourself. That's why I preach to you today about Lazarus
Pali Lazarus
and the rich man.
No muntu mukankala.
You may go straight to hell.
Tumwa yakumbo.
To your surprise.
No kuyapa pa mwapapa.
But God sent me
lelo lesa
nantuma to tell the whole city of Luansha.
Pakutila twinga pili bula umusumba.
To tell the whole city of Luansha.
Umusumba Luansha onse.
Towards Jesus Christ.
No kutwala kuri Yesu Kristo.
To tell all of you.
No kuya kuri Yesu Kristo.
To follow Jesus Christ.
Ukonga Yesu Kristo.
To turn your heart.
Ukupili bula mitima yenu.
To believe in him.
Ukuchete kalamuri yena.
And to follow him.
No konga yena.
And become a genuine
no
Christian.
Kuba umwina Kristo uachinka.
There's power. Wonder working power. I am a product of the blood of Jesus. This lady, full of sins, no hope at all. The blood of Jesus has made her to be changed. It's not a story. Today, she's singing everywhere for
Jesus.
This is powerful blood. And it is available for you. Even if you are a thief tonight, it's available for you tonight. It's available for you. How many of you want to receive this precious blood of Jesus Christ and stand to your feet? Listen carefully. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And if you want the blood of Jesus tonight, then lift your hands up like this. This is a special moment. God's power is saving people from hell. As many as believe, He gave power. Power!
In Sambo.
To become the sons of God. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins, say this prayer right now. Say, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For dying on the cross for me.
For dying on the cross for me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know that I am a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Please have mercy on me tonight.
Please have mercy on me tonight.
I lift up my hands.
I lift up my hands.
I surrender my life to you.
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 Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Take my heart.
Take my heart.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For many sins.
For many sins.
Many, many, many sins.
Many, many sins.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight,
tonight
I receive
Jesus Christ
as my Savior,
my Master,
my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me
tonight.
From today,
from today,
I am born again.
From today,
I am a child of God.
From tonight,
I am a child of God.
I will follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
for saving me.
Now ask the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus,
please write my name in the book of life.
Please write my name in the book of life.
My name is.
Mention your name. Please write this name.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
I am yours.
Lord Jesus.
I am yours.
I am a Christian.
I am born again.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am a child of God.
Now wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I promise from tonight I will follow you, Jesus. I will obey you, Jesus. From tonight I am born again. I am a servant of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now lift your finger like this, only one finger. Say after me, Satan.
Satan,
listen carefully. From tonight, me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
I will not follow you again.
Satan,
I will not serve you again.
I will not obey you again.
I will not bow to you again.
From tonight,
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I am a child of God.
I am a servant of God.
Now everybody lift your hand and wave to Jesus and shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Can we sing this song? Oh, how I love Jesus.
How I love Jesus.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he loved me.
Let's sing it again. Jesus, everybody.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
For the last time, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus, oh.
Yes.
Pamlopa wakwa Yesu Kristo uasumine pamlando wa masambiande mubushikubwalelo ninda pila no kupokelela Yesu Kristo ngemfumu yande no mupusushi wande lembeni ishina yande mwibuku lya mweo na mitotela pantfionsefi na lomba mwishina ya kwa Yesu Kristo.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
How many are now glad that you are registered in the book of life as a born again Christian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. How many are going to serve God? You know, I want to do something I don't normally do, but I want to do it tonight. My greatest verse in the Bible is
Matthew 6:33.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added. I want us to make a promise to God tonight that you are going to seek the kingdom of God first from today. And God is going to keep his side. All that you need in this life will be added to your life. How many want to make this covenant with Jesus? Then lift your hand like this and put one hand on your heart. And tell God right now, everybody, that from tonight, you are going to seek his kingdom first. And after that, all things will be added. Pray. Pray for a moment. 1 minute. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord from tonight. You are seeking. He is going to provide everything that you need in this life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added. Father, this is the covenant. This is the promise. We are promising in Luansha, from tonight, we shall seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. And we thank you, O God, that all things shall be added. Thank you, Lord, for your provision and your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it's time for miracles. And deliverance from evil spirits. Place your hand wherever your problem is tonight. I want to pray with you. And I'm also going to pray for your finances. Remind me. Jesus, thank you. Wherever you are, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now.
Jesus,
thanks. No walking, please. No movement. Nobody should walk. This is a holy moment. Thank you, Jesus. Power is flowing in this place.
Right.
Receive it. Miracles upon miracles. Take it now. Receive saving power. Healing power. Delivering power. Into your life. In the name of Jesus. Satan.
Satana.
I rebuke you.
Na kukaripila.
Come out.
Fuma.
Of the people.
Fuma mubantu.
Anyone here tormented by evil spirits. Place your hand on your head tonight. Father, I stand in the name of Jesus. I command. I command. By the name. In the name. all powers of wizards and witches and
Satan,
snakes and serpents. Come out of the people now. You are free. Be free. Be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. It's happening right now. Yes, yes, yes. Everywhere. Power is striking people.
And
people are being set free now. It's happening. Receive it. It's flowing. It's flowing.
It's flowing.
Yes.
Yalenda.
Satan.
Satana.
You are finished.
Fuma.
You are finished.
Naupua.
Your powers are finished. Tonight is a night of deliverance, salvation, healing. Receive it. All over this place. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. The yoke is broken. I break open every door. I break open every door that is imprisoning evil spirits in you. Come out! Come out! Come out! Now. Now. Monkey spirits. Climbing spirits. Frog spirits. Whatever. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan.
Satana.
Your power is finished. By the blood. Everybody, start to speak the blood of Jesus. Speak the blood of Jesus. Speak the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That is what the demons don't like at all. The blood. 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 Power! Come out!
Come out!
I strip you now of your powers. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Ripala! Yekalaba, Mandola Baba, Mikataya Baba, Labala, Serpents, Dragons, come out, Dragon Spirits, Piercing Serpents, Crooked Serpents, the Lord is punishing you tonight. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. In the name of Jesus. Yes, many are being set free. Fornication spirits, HIV spirits,
HIV.
Adultery spirits, spirit of the harlots, spirit of the harlots, spirit of the harlots, spirit of the woman of Babylon. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Woman of Babylon. Come out. Strange spirits. That have drank the blood of prophets and of the servants of God. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Savior of the world. Power is flowing. Anybody that has fallen down anywhere, struck by the power of God, bring them to me. Bring them all the way. Something is happening here. Something is happening. Everybody, pray, 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 pray. The power of God. Lambo Kapala. The devils are coming out. So pray, otherwise it will come into you. Pray, 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 pray. Karabala, 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 Karabala. Karabala, Karabalaba, Kabelabala, Mantolaba, Marepala, yea, piercing serpents, crooked serpents, wriggling serpents, frog spirits, come out, horsemen, lion spirit, tiger spirit, monkey spirit, cow spirit, woman of Babylon, yea, in the name of Jesus, spirit of Babylon, Abayopa, Yabayopa, mental disease spirits, psychiatric devils, powers of darkness, I break your hold tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God. Thank God. You are free. Everybody here is being set free. Set free by the power of God from wickedness. All forms of wickedness are broken in your life. Pray, 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 pray. Now begin to speak the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That is what the devils don't like to hear. The blood. The blood, 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 the blood of the Lamb of God, 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 the blood that taketh away the sins of the world, the blood of Jesus. La barepo, yabarabaka, metarabalabo sandelebeke, ramama shando la parabakabalade. Come out! Jesus. Jesus. Freedom. Everybody say freedom. 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 Freedom from devils. Freedom from devils. Freedom from wicked spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command and declare freedom from every power of wickedness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, yes, yes. Woman of Babylon spirit, woman of Babylon spirit, I challenge you, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of, I dispossess you of your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. Be free, be free, be free. Laba sumaraba. May toro balamba liba banda la baba. Everybody lift your hands now. Father, thank you for your power that is in this place. Right now, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. There's a lot of power in the stadium, so I want everybody to be very spiritual tonight. There's a lot of power in the stadium tonight. Whatever sickness you have, put your hand there. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your ear, put your hand on your ear. Whatever problem you have, Jesus is here now. He's here. And he's healing you. He's setting you free. As he has set these people free. The devils are defeated. That is why they are throwing them to the ground. It is the last struggle. As they come out, that's the last struggle. As they come out of the people, that's the last struggle. But they are coming out. There's no choice. They have no choice. Darkness cannot stand before light. Right now, receive healing. Receive healing from every trouble, every pain, every plague in your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come out in the name of Jesus. Mando parala mamanda la babanda. Yes. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. All over this place. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Now begin to thank God for healing from every cancer, every blindness, every disease of the enemy. You are healed tonight by the power of the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Now, wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you, maybe you had a problem, maybe you had a pain, maybe you had a problem,
but
God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you, not that you are hoping it will happen in the future, but right now you can see that God has done something. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, come to the side over here. Come to the front, to the side here. I want to pray for you before we close. And then I'm going to pray for your finances too. That is going to be one of the greatest miracles of all. Your financial healing. But right now, if God has healed you, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear. You had a problem. Whatever the problem is, you had a pain. You had some problem. But God has done something tonight. If God has touched you, come all the way to the side. Very quickly. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. If God has touched you, yes, there's a lot of power in the stadium, so no one should walk around unless you know what you are doing. And I want everybody to be very spiritual. There is power here in the stadium tonight. Wonders are happening. Wonders. Jesus.
Yes, O Christ.
Yes. Satan, you are finished. Look, everybody, lift your hand like this. Say after me. Satan, you are finished.
You are finished.
In my life.
In my life.
Tonight. In the name of Jesus. Say it again. Satan,
you are finished.
In my life.
Today.
Forever. In the name of Jesus. Say for the third time, Satan, you are finished in my life from tonight forever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every demonic problem, when you go back home tonight and from tonight onwards, you see the difference. In the next 4 months, people are going to notice a great difference in your life in the next 4 months. As we come towards the end of this year, a lot of people will be saying, your life is different. That prophecy is going to happen practically. Whatever Satan thought that he can do and he could do in your life, he is finished. in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Olivia, what is happening? Now I'm going to, yes. Olivia, what is this?
Could not raise this hand, and she could also not use it for any hold anything with it.
Let her tell us. Speak your language, my dear.
Bane na narwa kuga bp no banga na ita so de ichiseta so karipa, and my eyes they're also quite grifia white white, but iro achi perera. Namona naroresha no muntu ari apa tari. Nakumona nechiso chako.
She says her arm was affected and the eyesight because of high blood pressure. But as we are praying now, she's able to see clearly.
Wow.
She fimba pana apa soja fimba chakari pa too much. Na yati ni BP na yati BP. Namba mushi na
kwa. What is BP?
Blood pressure, high blood pressure. Yeah, yes. It was because of high blood pressure. She started feeling pain. Something was moving.
Yeah.
Wow. Tonight she's healed.
Yes, she could not hold anything, evangelist. But then she began to hold things. Mama, pick it up. She's not done that. Pick it up.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of
Jesus.
We are in Luansha and Jesus is doing wonders. Bidia, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 1 year she was deaf.
Totally
deaf in both ears.
Wow.
Tonight the power of God came over her. Her ears just opened.
Wow! She was deaf and God has opened her ears.
Yeah.
Is it true, my darling?
I'm thanking God for what he has done for me. She says she's grateful for what the Lord has done for her.
Wow. What has he done for you?
At Fisha Mistila.
She
says my ears now have opened up.
Her ears have opened. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman had 1 month of diarrhea. She'll be passing stool and she'll faint at the toilet.
She used to faint at the toilet.
Yes, Evangelist. She received her healing and from this morning up to now, she has not even gone.
How many times do you go every day for diarrhea?
She says
she
couldn't even count.
She couldn't count. Wow. One of the things that causes that is HIV. Are you HIV?
You don't know what,
HIV?
Yes.
Father, thank you for healing. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, I want to pray for you, for your finances. How many want God to do something about your finances? Now let me tell you. Shh, quiet. Listen. Listen. Hey.
Hey.
Over there. Quiet. When God wants to bless your finances, He will lead you to make a sacrifice. Now, how many believe that Healing Jesus campaign is a good thing?
abale monoko batikwena healing campaign, Jesus campaign, Yesu manibanani.
Yes. If it's a good thing, then it means that spiritually it is a good ground. You see, sometimes you plant your seed on tiles. It doesn't work. But tonight, you are going to plant a seed. And I'll pray a special and prophetic prayer for your finances. But I'll pray over the seed. So even though we've taken offerings and all that, sometimes at the crusade, I myself want to lead you to pray for your finances. And whatever you sow, you are sowing to healing Jesus. You can never pay for us to come here. No. This time is for you. So give me a bucket. I'm going to put 10 buckets from there up to here. And anyone who wants and believes, if you don't believe, don't give. But if you believe, let God lead you to plant a special seed tonight. Now, some people are here, you may say you want to buy fuel to put into our trucks directly. You can do that too. After we close, you can come and say, I want to buy 5 gallons, 10 gallons. It's my contribution. It's my seed. We are not in need of money. We want you to sow a seed. And I know, you watch and see, the fortunes of Luansha are turning around. God is going to turn around the future of Luansha. People will travel to come to Luansha. Yeah, because at first, nobody respected Luansha, but now they will respect you. Every day when they mention town, they say Indola, Kitwe. No, they don't say Luansha. But they will start to mention Luansha. In Jesus' name. So I'm putting... No, spread it out a bit this way. Choristers, move this way. Excuse me. And then this direction. You can come. All the buckets are here. The ashes are what the security people are here as well. It's going to be a blessing. Now, you see, the power of God is here. That's why I'm taking that. Because there is power for miracles and there is power for financial breakthrough as well. Yeah. When you read the Bible, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach the gospel to the poor. To bring something good to the poor. So when the power is here, it is a blessing. So wherever you are, lift your offering. I'll pray. Father, thank you for blessing your people. All those giving this special seed. Open doors and bless in Jesus' name. Amen. And this one is for the on stage. It's a blessing for the pastors also. Olivia, what is happening? There's power here. There is a lot of power in the stadium tonight. What is this?
This is a teacher.
Teacher.
But for 3 years, she cannot see properly. In fact, she has not taught the whole of this year because she could not see.
You've not been to school this year?
Why? Because
of my eyes.
You could not see.
I cannot read.
And what happened tonight?
Yesterday I watched TV and today I even read the Bible.
You can see now. Yes, I can see.
This is
a teacher.
Wow. I don't know her. She has not been to school to teach the whole of this year. We are in August going to September.
Right.
And she could not see, even read or even watch television. Amazing.
Amazing evangelist. 3 years.
How long?
3 years.
3 years.
Wow. Are you glad tonight?
Yes.
Why are you glad, my dear?
I'm glad because now I can read even the Bible. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is wonderful, wonderful. I'm so excited the kind of miracles that are happening in Luansha. So many wonderful miracles. So many wonderful miracles. BDR!
Evangelist, a powerful miracle. This lady has been constantly on pain medication because of spondylosis, back pain. But tonight, when you prayed, the pain has totally disappeared.
You have been taking medicine?
Yes.
For what? For how long? Long time?
Not really long.
Not really long?
Yes.
But you had pain. Where was the pain?
Just in my back. I feel heaviness.
Yes.
Is
it gone?
It's gone, yes.
When did it go?
Today.
Today.
Yes.
Come, my dear. Jesus is healing spondylosis of the spine. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, her intestines were growing bigger by the day. She could not understand.
Her intestines?
Yes.
And how does she know that her intestines are growing bigger?
She says she went to hospital. She says she was having stomach problems. When she went to the hospital, they told her that the heart was growing bigger.
Her heart?
Yeah, heart. Intestines and the heart.
Heart was bigger.
Yeah.
So for Najisa Panor Chero, Fairchera Caripa, Pobachin Pepero Chero, Shumfuripon, Shimuna Totter of everybody.
So she says when she came in the morning, she was prayed for, and since morning, she hasn't had any pain. Since
wow.
Morning.
And where was the pain before?
Unikuisa Male Umfobka.
Malana.
In the stomach and in the chest, but no more pain. Yeah, yeah.
Enlarged heart. Enlarged heart. It comes from. There are many things that cause an enlarged heart. Hypertension, cardiomyopathies, and so on can give you an enlarged, and you see it on the X-ray. When you take the X-ray, you see the heart is big.
Wow.
Yeah? And Jesus is healing.
Hallelujah.
Whatever enlarged heart there is in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A healing Jesus.
If God is touching your heart to give for towards your blessing, give, it shall be given to you. Come and sow your seed now, quickly. Don't let anybody take away your blessing. Buckets are all here. Beautiful. What is this, PDR?
Evangelist, this young man was carried here today.
He was carried?
Yes.
Why was he
not walk? Because he had this condition of his feet. Feet were swelling and ulcerating. But tonight, when he prayed, evangelist, he began to walk.
Now, if you look at his legs, you see, it forms. This is what Lazarus, the kind of thing that Lazarus had. The leg is on itself, becomes a sore, but even this one is not spread yet. And this leg is bigger than this one.
Yes. Yeah. He could not walk. He was carried here. This is his mother. Yes.
And now you can walk. Let's see.
Walk.
And then tomorrow.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, Hamanati. Oh, Hamanati.
Father, thank you for healing. We rebuke the devil out of this boy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman has a tube.
She has what?
A tube in her stomach because she could not digest the food herself.
hospital.
Oh. And this caused a great...
A tube connected to her stomach. Is it to your stomach or to your bladder, to wee wee? All of here.
The intestine that carries food, I don't know whether it's from the small intestine, to that's where the problem is.
She had problem with the back. It caused her severe pain. But she is now bending. And
what was wrong with this one as well? The tube.
Says no more pain.
She had a tube in the stomach. They probably did have done a surgery to connect some of the intestines. I don't know. The bladder, stomach, I don't know. But Jesus is healing her, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. How old are you?
40.
40 years old.
Yes.
Satan, I rebuke you. Leave this woman in Jesus' name. Amen.
Siyabonga Yesu, siyabonga kodwa mayethu, siyabonga Yesu, siyabonga.
Evangelist,
we have not closed. Nobody should leave the stadium. Nobody should leave. I'm going to pray the final prayer for everybody, please. A final blessing for everybody. Luansha, this is historic. And this is a great special event. I want to pray for everybody and pray for the mayor and the city of Luansha. Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman had a powerful experience. She had suffered from high blood pressure for so many years. Tonight, as you prayed, she said she felt a spirit leave her. And she believes she's healed of blood pressure.
Demons coming out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your power, Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she suffered from epilepsy for so many years.
Epilepsy?
Evangelist, because of a fitting, she's been throwing herself on the floor. So both hands were not working.
Wow.
Yes.
Her hands were not working because she had epilepsy and she falls on the ground.
Yes, yes. But.
Wow. You could not do that before?
She was unable to lift her hands, but she's able to lift her hands now.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. This is fantastic.
Yes,
Satan, your power is finished in the name of Jesus.
Yes, uriwangu wauswa milele. Wauswa.
Media. This lady for 2 months has not been able to swallow.
Swallow.
She couldn't eat. But today she was healed and she has been able to eat today.
Is it true?
Every time she ate even little food, she would feel her stomach full. So every time she went to the hospital, the doctors couldn't find what the problem was.
So
she says when she came in the morning, she was grateful and she ate in Shema and no pain
in
after
Shema.
Yeah.
Now, when you eat and your stomach becomes full quickly, it's a very bad symptom.
Okay.
Very, very bad, because it means that there is a tumor or something in the stomach.
Okay.
So apart from the food, then the stomach is full. So when you eat small, then you feel full. So you see, these symptoms, If you are not a doctor, it sounds like something silly, but it's actually a very worrying symptom.
Okay.
Yes. And tonight,
she has eaten
Inshima and she's feeling so.
Okay.
Whatever diagnosis, whatever cancer, whatever disease, Jesus is healing her tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she also had an enlarged heart.
Enlarged heart?
Yes, Evangelist.
Is it gone tonight?
So, after Papa Nolchero,
And tonight,
yeah, she says she had developed an enlarged heart because of high blood pressure. So
wow.
When she came in the morning, she was prayed for, and since morning she's feeling okay.
She's
no
feeling
pain, no heart palpitation.
No heart. When your blood pressure is high, your heart pumps and pumps, and it becomes bigger because it's tired of the tension. The tension, hypertension. So it pumping, pumped, and the muscles big. When you take x-ray, you see that it's bigger. So it's...
Yeah, it's okay.
And she feels peace and
Hallelujah.
Healing. God is giving you life. Receive
Jesus.
Healing in Jesus.
Demi-lubana, demi-shamina, demi-awila, demi-shamina, demi-awila, demi-shamina.
Media, tell us.
Evangelist.
HIV is being healed right now. Everybody, HIV.
Yes.
Place your hand on your heart. Wherever you are, HIV is being healed. Father, I pray for healing for everybody here now. Of the curse of HIV in this country.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, receive healing. Receive deliverance. Receive a breakthrough from the spirit of death.
Yes.
The spirit of death is broken. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Evangelist.
HIV positive are turned from tonight into HIV negative.
And
make sure you write to us and tell us your testimonies. Beautiful.
Until today, his legs were swollen.
Swollen?
Yes. But Evangelist, after the prayer this morning, the legs have returned to the normal size.
Is it true?
Yes.
What was swollen?
She said
she... So no
Says you have stomach problems and his legs were swollen. When he was prayed for in the morning, the pain went and he's feeling okay now.
Is your leg swollen? Let's see your leg.
He says he even had backache.
Yeah, but the leg. Is your leg swollen?
It's gone.
Swollen legs.
Why if you feel
it?
It's gone now.
Do you drink a lot?
Almost 2 years.
Says he used to drink a lot some time back, like 2 years ago.
The alcohol can destroy your liver. And that can lead to swollen legs. As well as other diseases like kidney disease. And hypoproteinemia. You don't have enough proteins and so on. Failures, all kinds of things. Nephrotic syndromes. Jesus is healing you right now. In Jesus' name. No more drink. What is it called? Shigi shigi.
Shake, shake, chibuk, shake.
Everybody who is struggling to stop drinking, lift your hand. I'm praying for you from tonight. Father, I bind the spirit of Chibu Shake Shake tonight,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It is broken out of your life. No more drinking from tonight. Be free from alcoholic demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Olivia, what is happening? The buckets are still here. If God touches your heart, you want to give, you have about 3 minutes more to come quickly and sow your seed. Luansha is changing.
Evangelist, for 6 months, her legs were crooked like this. Her legs.
Is it true?
Her feet.
What was wrong with you, my dear?
Last year, I was in hospital.
Hospital?
Yes, for 3 months.
Why?
For 3 months.
I have a problem in my back.
Okay.
Yes. And my leg.
Your leg?
Was like this.
Was like what? I don't understand.
At London, Lane, we know.
The toes were turning like this, Evangelist.
Yes.
Your toes were like this. And what has happened tonight?
Tonight. I even want to fail to come here, but I just have that faith that I'm going to heal. So I managed to come and I didn't feel anything like.
It's straight.
Yes.
It's straight now.
Yes.
It was like this before.
Yes.
Can you do it how it was before?
Wow.
She can't even.
She cannot do the toes were
bent like this.
Flexed. Isn't it? Flexion of the toes. A kind of contracture. Yes. Contracture. And for how long?
6 months.
6 months.
6 months the toes were in a state of contraction.
Yes. I even failed to wear my shoes.
You could not wear shoes.
Yes.
Wow. And Jesus has said everything. This could be a muscular problem, neurological problem. Spinal can lead to.
And
all this.
I was having a problem in my back.
In your back.
But when you are praying, I find that my problem was gone.
The problem.
So I thank God. And I wanted to encourage you people that you need to believe in God and have faith. All your problem can go.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of a ring. People are still giving. Come. Jesus, strengthen the name of the Lord. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Miracles, miracles, miracles. I'm going to pray for everybody. No one should move. Please make a way for the people. People want to give offerings from this side, please. Can the ushers make a road here? Hello? Do you hear me? Make a way here for the people to come this way. All right. Bring the buckets over here to the side, to the middle. Who is following my instructions? Can I have one of my own staff to be here to follow what I say? Bring the buckets this way. Stand with the thing. Come, bring it. My own people should come here now. Make a way over there for the people to come. Join the buckets together. Join them together. Join together. Make a way for the people to come who want to come and give an offering now. Yes. Sinazo, join some of them together. Put on top of each other. Jesus.
Crowds are blind the narrow
Thanks.
Street.
Thanks. Thanks. Oh, yes.
Just the carpenter someday.
Thank you, Lord.
Leading fools astray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yet many kneel to give him praise.
one should leave. I'm going to pray for everybody. I'm going to pray for everybody. Yes.
When he comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name. There is hope in the name of the Lord.
Father, thank you for your mercy and your healing.
Just depend on you,
Jesus,
and the yes. power of your name. Oh, and as we call upon your name,
my God,
your strength through weakness to show.
Oh. There is power in the name of the Lord.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
There is
oh yes.
In
oh yes.
The name of
oh yes.
The Lord.
Oh yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In the name of the Lord.
All right. Please make a way for those who want to give an offering to come this way and this way. Make a way, make a way, make a way. People are still giving. What a blessing. Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says Jairus came to seek for Jesus, to lay hands on his daughter. As I lay hands, I declare healing in Jesus' name.
The name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
There is
in Jesus' name.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
Strength in the name of the Lord. Strength.
Power.
Power.
In the name of the Lord.
Power in the name of the Lord.
There is hope. In
hope.
The name of the
Jesus.
Lord. Just a carpenter, some say. Leading fools astray.
But many kneel. Yes.
Yet many kneel to give him praise.
Jesus, thank you. Mando Coca-Cola, Palabala, my God, my God, my God. Yes, yes.
For he knows his
yes,
father's
no, 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 no. Yes.
Seeks his father's
thank you.
Word.
Thank you.
When he comes.
Thank you.
In the name
thank you.
Of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
There is strength in the name
all right.
Of the Lord.
I want to pray for the city of Luansha. Everybody lift your hands. Father, shh, hey, hey, shh, I'm praying. Shh, hey, hey. I'm praying.
Please.
I want to ask our mayor, please come. I want to pray. Stretch out your hands. Father, we pray for the mayor of Luansha. Let your power rest upon him and help him. Raise him up. So that in the future we shall remember today that you helped him and anointed him and used him to do great things today and even in the future. Thank you for your special blessing upon his life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I pray for Luansha. Lift your hand. Send a new type of business to Luansha that has not been here before. Give a new type of job. New work. New prosperity into this city. Take away from Luansha the curse of HIV, alcoholism, vandalism, crime, wickedness, and bless Luansha with a new angel from heaven. Heal the land. Bless the land. Increase the churches. Let Luansha be a light in Zambia. We leave your blessing here, Lord. In the city of Luansha. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
God bless Luansha. God bless your mayor. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
We are still praying. The Bible says Jairus sought Jesus to lay hands on his daughter. That is what I'm doing now. I'm laying hands. Laying hands. Laying hands. Laying hands. My God. My God. Ramba Baralaba Shadileba. What is wrong with your name?
Nothing left to do, but just depend on you and the power of your name. And as we call upon your name,
thank you, Jesus.
Your strength through weakness to show. We can know the Master's plan, extend the Master's hand when we come.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
You do miracles so great. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
For you are great. You do miracles so great.
Jesus.
There is no one else like you. For you are great.
You
do miracles so great.
Oh, yes.
There is no one else like you.
There's no one else like you, Jesus.
There is no one else like you.
Jesus, I ask you for healing, Lord. And the honor.
And the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands.
Lord, we lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory, Jesus.
And the honor.
My God, my God.
Lord, we lift our hands. And we lift your holy name.
Oh, God.
For you are great.
You are great.
You do miracles.
Miracles.
So great.
Miracles.
There is no